IRS on the Road, value-based parenting and life balance ideas from world-traveling family coaches. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
Hello and welcome back to IRS on the Road.
And officially, IRS on the Road, how to live the second half of life. And have we got news for you today?
We do have news for you today.
Should we banter for a little first before we give the news?
Well, we have to say probably where we are. We are on the road or in the air. We came to Arizona. We're in Gilbert right now because our granddaughter was in a fabulous concert called the MCO concert. Many of you who are listening may be familiar with that or maybe not.
Millennial Orchestra and Choir.
Right.
And when they say orchestra and choir, they mean big.
Oh my gosh, it's huge. We had seven grandchildren in it, and if you happen to have heard that go by, a couple of months ago in Utah.
And now we had a very special granddaughter in it here in Arizona. And it's called Messiah in America. And it is quite a production.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know if you can call it a production.
Were there as many kids and performers? I mean, it's kids and adults.
Yeah, there always are.
There were as many that were performing as there were in the audience.
Yeah, it was a huge audience, a beautiful art center in Mesa. And oh my goodness, these two guys are geniuses. And they just decided that one of them was at Juilliard studying, and the other one called and said, I have an idea. You got to stop going to school there, and you got to come, and we got to do this together. They're both composers, fabulous composers. And honestly, it is just remarkable what they have done. I don't know how in the world a huge orchestra with all orchestration sets, beautiful sets, and hundreds of kids, little tiny kids, middle-sized kids, teenagers, adults, a huge adult choir. And then they move around in these auditoriums. We did this with our grandchildren, usually at Symphony Hall, but this year we went down to Provo at the UCCU at the UVU basketball arena, and they had changed that into a stage. And honestly, it is just remarkable what they've done with these kids for starters, to have this beautiful music going on in their minds for the rest of their lives. Anyway, we are big fans.
We're big fans, and now here's the news. This is now the official podcast of the course, How to Live the Second Half of Life. And people interpret that a lot of different ways. They don't know what the second half really is and when it starts. But we have got a survey to share with you today. We sent out a survey. We had over 500 people already sign up for this course. By the way, we'll put that in the show notes again for those of you who still want to get involved. And we have this survey result showing what people really think as they enter what they perceive to be the second half of life. If you think you're in the second half of your life, I mean, that's the exciting thing. None of us know, right?
That's true. The second half could end tomorrow. We just never know. But it really is the second half. I'm doing my class reunion this year. I'm not going to tell you how many years. It's a lot of years. And when I suggested...
You're the chairman. You're the madam chairman.
No, I have the co-chairman. But anyway, when I told... my co-partner, Richard, was doing this second half of life thing. She said, oh, I think if you say something to our group, it would have to be the second half of the second half.
Well, and that factored into this survey that we did. We asked the people who have joined the course for free, by the way. We asked them, do you think you're in the first half of the second half of your life or the second half of the second half of your life?
Or the last quarter of it, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what the results were on the survey. About three out of every five, three-fifths of those who have signed up say they're in the second half of the second half of their life. So in other words,
Right, yeah.
They're in the fourth quarter.
Right, fourth quarter.
Or if you like tennis better, they're in the fifth set. And the other two fifths said they're in the first half of the second half. And some of them are in their 40s. They volunteered their age. And so there's a pretty wide variety of people who have signed up and who are involved in this course. We do the course. Here's our teaching method for the course. It's called the OzPie method, OzPie.
And I want you listeners to know that Richard is the one that makes up these wacky.
I like acronyms.
Acronyms, yeah. Oh my God.
Do I like an acronyms better or do I like alliteration better? They're both pretty good.
Oh yeah, alliteration is really popular too. But anyway, you better go ahead and tell them.
Okay, well, OzPie, OzPie. So OZ stands for occasional Zoom. We do a Zoom about once a month with these course members. But then the other parts, PIE, the podcast, the one you're listening to right now, the Instagram channel, our special little channel is just private for people who are taking the course. The great thing about that is we can just go post something anytime we want. Most of them were traveling or something, and we just have a thought about the second half of life, and we just throw it on there. And as you might guess, the E stands for emails, because you have to send an email every once in a while to the course members.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So you are going to be a busy man, honey. It's absolutely astonishing the work that he has put into this new program. He is going to ask for my help now and then, but he is really the kingpin of this thing. It is really going to be amazing.
Well,
to
you
be
like
able to
say
talk
that.
To people that we love and that we appreciate and admire, and have them be part of this really fun.
Don't worry, listeners. Linda's going to be, you know, very involved. If you say you won't be, then they'll all just drop out of the course.
For sure.
Let us give you some of the results, though, on this survey. The first, these are the 500 people who've signed up so far. The first part is, how did you hear about the course? And they heard about it in a lot of different ways, largely word of mouth. The second part is, which technologies are you using? We wanted to be sure we try to reach people at where they are in terms of what they use. And of course, basically 100% do emailing, almost 100%, 97% do texting. This was interesting though, about 65% were already using Instagram.
That really is interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Because really? these are older people, a lot of them, and 83% were already using Zoom. Marco Polo, which is an app we like, and we were considering using it for the course, but only about 40% of people were familiar with it, so we backed off on that. And then, and podcasts, 78% were using in some form podcasts. And one interesting thing that happened, honey, you know about this, is that several people wrote back and said, well, you know, if you do the course part of it on Instagram, count me out. I'm getting off of social media. I don't want to be on social media in any form anymore. And we had to write back to them and say, well, look, this is a private Instagram channel. You don't have to look at anything else. You can just look at this one thing, which will be where we'll put a post every once in a while, two or three times a week, actually, on some aspect of how to live the second half of life. And by the way, we should mention again that this, we're in the pre-course now, where we're just talking about what is the difference between the first and second half. Where do you need to prioritize differently? Where do you need a different paradigm in order to think about life? And by the way, I think you like this, honey. We're calling the members of the course who've signed up, we're calling them SOCS, S-O-C-S. Because
I haven't heard about that yet.
Because we're following the Socratic method. We're following Socrates, who famously said, as all of you know, The unexamined life is not worth living. And we think that's especially true. I was going to say we think that's even true as we get older. It's more true as we get older. If we stop examining our lives, if we're just like, okay, what is my least favorite phrase in the world, it is what it is. I can't stand that phrase.
That's because I say that a lot.
No, you don't say it very much.
Well, you know, last night we were trying to figure out a blind that we couldn't put down so it would be dark in the morning. We were at our daughter's house and we couldn't figure it out. And I just, honey, it is what it is. Just go to sleep. We'll survive.
And what happened?
You got up and fixed it.
So, you know, it's fun, though, to think about how, you know, when you examine your life, some people say, well, I don't want to do that because it just makes me more and more dissatisfied, you know.
Right, or depressed.
Or depressed. Yeah, yeah. But that's not the way to think about it. The way to think about it is we can all improve, we can all grow, we can all develop. And frankly, the older we are, the more resources we have, the more we can pull together from some of the things we've learned.
Well, not only, I mean, resources of all kinds, but especially resources like the internet, the things that we can read, the things that we can learn even as we get older. And that's maybe even more important to us because it is really amazing of the resources that we have in the palm of our hands. I mean, we're looking at this chart with all this podcasts, emailing, texting, Instagram, Zoom, Marco Polo. It is just amazing what we have at our fingertips. We could never have done this even 5 years ago.
Yeah, and again, the way we're in this pre-course now, as I was starting to say, where we're just exploring what is the second half? How does it differ from the first half? How do we approach it? How do we analyze? How do we really become socks, where we're following Socrates and examining our lives? But when the actual course gets going into the summer, the pre-course is great. I think we're going to all learn a lot from each other in it, but the formal course will actually have six parts. How to live the second half of life physically, how to live it mentally, because we have to do it in a different way, how to live it socially, how to live it emotionally, how to live it spiritually, and how to live it communally or familially within our families. And what we think is really fascinating is that what it comes down to as we begin to get a little older, the first two of those six facets, how to live your life physically and mentally, really involves sort of acknowledging that there will be some decline as we get older in those two areas, physical and mental, but that we can manage those declines and make them very slow and very gradual, and preserve so much of what we've learned and have a new kind of intelligence that we've talked about before on this podcast.
Can I just say that sometimes you do take a deep dive into something that happens, an injury or a sickness, illness or something.
Sometimes the decline can be a little bit abrupt.
Right, but
then, you can bounce back.
You do all you can to bounce back, yeah.
No, that's exactly right. And here's the optimistic thing. And this is reflected in the survey we're going to share with you in a minute, that even as the physical and mental begin to decline slightly or dramatically up and down, as you say, the beauty is that the social, the emotional, the spiritual, and the particularly the familial or the communal, those four facets take a turn upward in the second half of life, and sometimes a very steep upward turn. So if you're ascending in four of the six and declining very gradually or managing the decline in the other two, that ain't bad.
And that isn't bad, just to correct you. it will be so interesting to see how this plays out. How are you going to correspond with people back and forth on this? I mean, I don't even know exactly what.
Well, no, that's a great question, because of the four ways we do it. I mean, the Zoom calls, that's the one time when people Well, actually, they don't. I was going to say they have to be there at a certain time for a certain class, but the Zooms will be recorded and people can watch them anytime and can comment on them.
Yeah.
The emails, of course, they can answer right away. They can just hit reply right. and send in their right. response. The Instagram, what we love about it, the private Instagram channel, is people can comment right there, real time. They watch a post. They're usually little videos that will do less than 3 minutes. On some particular point in living the second half well, and people can just comment right there. And the one place that they can't give instant feedback is this one, the podcast.
Right.
But they can just go to the last email they had and make a comment there. So I think it works really well. So stay with us. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and give you the results of these 500 people who have joined so far in terms of where they are in their life and what they think is the best part and the worst part of the second half of life.
Right, so hang on, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Iyer's on the Road. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
And we're back with Iyer's on the Road to the second half of life.
Yeah, we
definitely are.
And we are in the second half of the second half.
We are.
And proud to be there.
Yeah.
Proud to be there. Okay, so here's the survey. And just going on down, the most interesting question was, do you consider yourself to be in the first or the second half of the second half? And what for you is the best part and the worst part of this life phase? And I'll give you the results, and then we'll read some of the responses, because they're very, very interesting.
And before you start on this, our listeners should know that you were an expert at this. As a young man, this was your job.
Well,
taking surveys,
I don't know if I was an expert.
Analyzing surveys and doing. So you're kind of in your heyday here.
I do love surveys. While I was at Harvard Business School, and we were living in Boston, and Linda was teaching music in the Burlington Junior High School.
Right.
Those were good days, but we needed all the money we could muster up, and so I worked for a survey company for a while analyzing surveys. So that's what Linda's referring to. But here's the people thought, the tabulation of this, the things that people thought were the best part about this life phase, this later part of life. Number one, can anyone guess? Grandkids.
Absolutely.
The number one best thing. Second, and quite substantial, was wisdom and more confidence. That's interesting that people felt like I'm more confident because I know more and I've been around
longer. When you're raising kids, you're just so, oh, am I failing? What is going on? I don't know what I'm doing. And you do have a little more confidence when you've been through it.
Third was more time. I have more time. Now, sometimes I wonder about that. I mean, I'm not sure we always feel like we have more time, but I think generally true. Fourth was less urgency. Now, I'm extrapolating these. It was an open-ended question, but these are the categories that they fell into. Fifth was flexibility and freedom. I almost thought that would be the highest one.
Yeah.
But it didn't beat grandkids.
No,
it didn't beat grandkids.
No, and that does not, that adds to your non-flexibility, but with joy.
And the sixth highest one was time to myself and more time for relationships, which is actually a really good answer. I was glad that that was there. And the seventh one, the other one, the last one that sort of had enough votes to really count, was fewer decisions. That's interesting, isn't it? They like the second part of life because
really
there's fewer decisions. But I worry a little about that one because there actually are lots of decisions. It's just that they're not forced upon us. But if we say we have more flexibility, that means we can decide a lot of things. We can decide whatever we want.
Yeah, we can kind of decide how involved we want to be with the kids, with the grandkids, and also with new projects and things that are going on. And it really is true. That's interesting.
Now, here were the worst. Number one, tabulating all the things people said were the worst part of this life phase. Can you guess? Aches and pains.
Of course.
Words to that effect. We're going to read you some of them in a minute, but some were very interesting. I'm wearing out. I'm feeling my joints too much.
You know? Yeah, I identify with that.
And secondly, and this is sad in a way, but it's being realistic, loneliness.
Really?
Loneliness was tabulated pretty high. And connecting in with that, too much time. The interesting thing is that, you know, one of the best things was more time, and one of the worst things was too much time. Which suggests that there are a lot of people who are not finding their groove. They're not, you know, they don't know what to do.
Right.
What do? Go play golf again? What do we do today? You know, we don't have anything to do. We've got too much time. We haven't had that problem.
No, we have not had that problem at all. But, I mean, these are very real, and it's really good to think about. And the nice thing about this program is they can interact with each other. You know, so somebody that is listening or
commiseration,
they can suggest things and so on, because that's one that we have not experienced.
That's what's especially interesting about the Instagram part is people can comment and other people can read it and say, oh, I'm glad someone else feels the same way I do.
Right.
Or they can read it and say, that's an idea just from some other member of the class.
Yeah,
I want to try.
Exactly.
Then this was surprising to me how many there were that said, not being able to communicate with my kids anymore, you know, or sometimes very starkly, my son and I never speak, or
that is
the worst part.
It's so disturbing to think that that is happening. And how does that happen? And how can you recreate that? And how can you develop it so that it is not a problem anymore? I mean, that's easily said, but wow, that's really a hard one.
That really, really is. And then the last one that really tabulated enough to really add up was kids who believe differently than I do, politically and religiously.
Wow.
Differences in opinion. And of course, those two tie together, don't they? Because the reason communication's breaking down in a lot of families is, hey, we've come to an impasse. You've left our church, or you're watching the wrong news source, or you're in the wrong political party or whatever.
With this crazy political world that's going on, it's crazy. I think we mentioned last week that we heard Arthur Brooks speak and saying this is one of the phenomenons that changes our whole lifestyle. There are major things that happened. COVID, for example, changed the way, and then the internet is changing the way, and then the political atmosphere is changing the way we think about each other. And there's so much angst and so much anger involved that it is really a scary time of life.
But having gone over those worst things, I have to say the general tone of the responses of the 500 who've joined the course so far is really positive. I guess that would be sort of self-fulfilling, right? People who are going to join this course called How to Live the Second Half of Life, they're probably people who relish it to some degree, or who, you know, want to take on the challenge. They probably wouldn't join the course if they were like, I hate it. I wish I was young again. I don't like to be old. But they're not. I mean, you wouldn't join the course. So the ones who are joining are pretty optimistic, even though they acknowledge there are some real problems in what they're doing. And it was gratifying to us to see that people are really, they're thinking, they're already doing what Socrates says. They're examining their lives. I mean, you have to do a little examining just to fill out the survey. Where are you? You know, what are you feeling about certain things and so on? And so there's an excitement I feel in the atmosphere of the course of people thinking, I can change, I can make my circumstances better. I can grow, I can learn from other people, we can mentor each other as people in similar phases of life. And if you're a younger person, if you're like, no, I'm clearly in the first half of my life, but if you enjoy listening to Linda, as so many do, you're welcome to be part of the course as well.
But I think most people listening are over 40. I mean, you could say the second half starts at 40. I wouldn't think that. When I was 40, I felt, you know, very young. But by 50, you're not going to live to 100. Many, some of us will. Some of us, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
But
me and a few other people.
But it really is interesting to think about this. This is really interesting, honey, that you have really worked hard on this in the last few months. And this is an amazing response. I mean, how many actually have shown interest in this?
In the survey?
In the class.
Oh, in the class. Well, like I say, over 500 have signed up, and they're more. It's kind of got a life of its own right now because we're not promoting. We don't have any advertising or any promotion.
Yeah.
But people are just telling each other about it.
But these responses are really interesting. Like 110 responded to Instagram. They're on Instagram. 145 said that they were on Zoom.
Well, earlier.
When you just do numbers like that, you don't know how many people are, like, a percentage doesn't say much. But
there's a lot of people.
There are a lot of people involved.
So let's, before we run out of time, let's read a few of the responses because they're really interesting. Can you read that first one?
At 64, I feel like I'm in the first half of life. Oh, good for him.
First half of the second half.
Oh, first half of the second half. Best part is more freedom from routines, busyness of a young family. Worst part is feeling like I'm running out of time. So I hurry too much rather than prioritizing and implementing more slowly. That is really interesting.
Isn't that just the kind of person we're looking for?
Yeah.
Here's another one. I'm in the second half of the second half. I don't have very much focus, but I'm having the ability to not focus, but to be flexible for what comes. So it's a double-edged sword.
That's interesting.
How about this one?
Second half, but still young. I'm 57 and just retired from a career in public service. So I want to find ways to continue to contribute to my community and church. That's cool.
Yeah, here's one that says, I'm in the first half of the second half. The best part is more time with my spouse, the ability to develop my talents, serve, travel. The worst part is feeling the effects of aging and watching my adult children struggle and my aging parents.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's that sandwich.
Yeah, that sandwich thing is huge.
Here's another one. I'm in the second half of the second half. I've gained perspective and a certain amount of respect. The worst part is I have a limited speedometer on this old body that doesn't coincide with my desire and ambition.
That's great. A lot of us felt that.
Here's another one. Let's see. This is good.
He's in the second half of the second half. Best part is being free to do whatever my spouse and I want to do. Worst part, feeling like time is limited and health could take a turn and clip our wings.
That's
good.
We all kind of have a fear of that.
Crazy.
Here's one. I'm in the first half of the second half. The best part is the flexibility and freedom. The worst part is everybody else is too busy with life. Distance between me and my grandchildren, finding things in common with my grandchildren. I need to take time to exercise and stay in good health.
So these are amazing answers. I love hearing what people are thinking at this stage.
I wish we could read you more of these. Some of them are very powerful.
We've got another time we can do that. But we need to wrap this up right now. But we really appreciate
Let me read one more. Sorry, I got to. I am on the last half of the second half. I'm 85. It's never too late to learn. The worst part was trying to keep up with everyone in life while helping my 11 children. So, you know, we can learn from each other, right?
Yeah, we can.
So anyway, we thank you to all of you who are listening who maybe already took the survey, but get involved. We'll put it in the show notes. It's just a simple matter of signing up for free at the website that we'll put in the notes, and we hope to have a lot of you on there. And in the meantime, let's all be socks and analyze our lives and examine where we are and how we can make wherever we are better. And that's not to downplay. If we did have time to read you all these, there's a lot of really hard issues and problems.
Well, I think we'll follow up on that next week, because it really is interesting to hear what people have to say. And some you identify with and some you don't, but it's really fun to hear.
So stay with us. Join us next time on IRS on the Road, How to Live the Second Half of Life.
See you then. Bye-bye.